Blog Talk Radio.
She does it all. Thank you for joining us for this top feature guest expert series. We're continuing with profitable leadership authority, Queen Renee Johnson, and she is going to be sharing about the journey to profitable leadership. And within this segment, we're also going to highlight her publication that's actually called The Journey to Profitable Leadership, also her signature platform, Profitable Leaders, and she'll also be sharing about VIP intensive offerings for this area. So this is going to be another mind-blowing, high-value segment that she is going to be just delivering just an abundance of knowledge and wealth for you to not just hear, but take it in and absorb it. And before I actually bring her on, I want to share sort of my lead-in to this particular segment that I put in the description. So you don't become a profitable leader just by making profits. It's a holistic process that requires you to be more dedicated to your evolutionary journey than the arrival of a profitable destination as a leader. When you learn how to lead your life from a place of holistic profitability, you will rise as an illuminate, impactful, profitable leader with a more meaningful mission as you achieve your higher level income goals. And the reason why I wanted to share this is because in what she's going to share today, you are going to get that holistic experience of knowing what true profitability is supposed to be about, and especially as it relates to leadership. And so I want to go ahead and bring her forth because I'm excited about what she's going to share today. Welcome back to the Wow Seat, Queen Renee.
Hello. Thank you so much. It's good to be back with you today.
Thank you. It's always great to have you here because every single time, and I do mean every single time that you are on the Wow Seat, you bring the wow to the Wow Seat. So your worthwhile, outstanding works are always being illuminated here through just how you show up in your leadership demonstration. So I like to just jump right into this with asking you to share. So tell us that the journey to profitable leadership starts with...
Yes. So... For over 20 years, I've had the privilege to partner with clients seeking to achieve their leadership, profit, and legacy goals. But what's interesting is their journey to profitable leadership always starts with increasing confidence to holistically grow from the inside out. And that is through expanding their awareness and alignment with their higher self, as that is where new profit possibilities lie. Yes.
Yes.
That's where they lie. And think about this, that society's definition of leadership is changing. I believe these times at hand are dismantling the old structures of security and the definition of profitability. As a leader, you'll be positively challenged to look at what I call your memorized self, this identity commitment, okay?
Yeah.
Because it provides a sense of safety that the world we've grown accustomed to will perform in the way we expect, that is, if we remain how we are showing up.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
when we're talking about this breakdown of the dismantling old structures and securities, then it's got to come first from us and being willing to break down that definition and identity for ourselves. So I liken it that you'll be invited on this profitable journey to find your true self and to increase trust in yourself. In essence,
yes,
you become your own source. Yes,
mm-hmm.
that's like the heightened
mm-hmm.
of the holistic
mm-hmm.
part of it.
Yes, yes.
So through expanding your own awareness, we come to master our own thoughts, our vibration, our frequency, so that we
mm-hmm.
can move through life with ease and in this higher beingness state, serve others through the way
yes.
we show up. That being in this power zone I speak about in my new publication, Journey into New
mm-hmm.
Levels of Profitable Leadership, about the power zone illuminating in all its glory and in essence showing you the way, showing you
yes.
the way.
Mm.
So it's the sense
mm.
of fulfillment from the soul level that is, I guess, let me say that again. The sense of fulfillment from the soul level is the grandest riches you will ever reap.
Mm.
This inside-out fulfillment, the beingness state, ironically, is what most are seeking through the pursuit of outside profit. I think that's really important for your listeners to hear.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
that the
mm-hmm.
sense, you know, this inside fulfillment, the sense of being a state, ironically, is what most seeks for the pursuit of outside profit. So that inside fulfillment is what you're really looking for. So
yes,
profit
definitely.
Is much more than money, wealth, and status. In its holistic form, it is the freedom to choose how to show up in your life and the experiences you will have.
Yes. Beautiful.
Yeah, you will have. Mm. Okay. So I want to take it another step. So the expanded awareness is the first step of this journey.
Mm-hmm.
And the next step is really looking at what your greater comprehension is going to look like in this journey. And
mm-hmm.
profitable leaders drive change. They drive change. These leaders are courageous enough to first look inside themselves, so that first step we talked about, and they recognize
yeah.
they are not just a set of leadership skills, behaviors, day-to-day demands. Instead, they're a holistic being aware
mm-hmm.
of who they are, because who they are as people will impact how they lead and how others
indeed.
Will experience their leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
through this experience, leaders transform others to reach their full potential and help the organization fulfill its profit and legacy goals. So as you break down who you are, you break through and level up, as you comprehend this, a deeper stabilization takes place as you're knowing your higher truth and your confidence grows in your newfound wisdom. This allows you to
yeah.
open up comprehension of new profit models or possibilities.
Yes, mm-hmm.
yes, yes, yes. It's that part
mm-hmm.
exciting. This,
mm-hmm.
yeah. And so many people there are many people that are moving into this new era of consciousness. And as typically
yeah.
in the business model, comprehending data and using the formats of KPIs and other methodology is still essential in shaping leadership decisions. However, in this new journey of profitable leadership, by itself, it will be constrained and limited.
Mm-hmm.
In this new era of consciousness, trusting your intuition by practicing listening to that inner voice will become a sought-after skill at the same time remain something foreign to many leaders. Yes, I like to say that a lot of people will say they're speaking it or want to speak it, but not many will be able to have the courage to actually step into it and become it and become
Very
that
true.
Voice. So I believe intuition will be the new currency of value exchange amongst the most profitable leaders in this new era.
Indeed.
Strength, sometimes considered status, will come from connecting with your intuition and trusting the higher wisdom it holds, an incredibly important part of profitable leadership. So this type of comprehension, like I've been saying, comes from you knowing what you have, that you have access to this greater level of intuition than you ever thought possible, and illuminating your internal prophet. And when we understand comprehending and integrating this intuition into business models, the flow and fluidity of intuition available to us become heightened, and the business models become growth portals in that they allow us to expand versus remain status quo or even shrink. And that's really exciting, because in this new era of profit leadership, you're going to become an explorer of your profit power zone and the many, many layers available to you, no matter if you're an entrepreneur or you're a corporate leader. And I'm not talking about upgrading. I'm talking about up-leveling.
Leveling.
Up-leveling.
That's right.
Yes. And within each level, you become leaner and meaner as you're more committed to your leadership why, which brings up more of your team members' talents and skills, something we spoke about yesterday in our expert series, and impacting the outside profit. And it allows your business to look at its current footprint and where hidden opportunities might be that you wouldn't have otherwise seen, and then planning and forecasting to build the strength and support model behind it. That is so important. As I work with my clients and I speak about here in this new publication and in my works with this, there are new profit models waiting for you to find and discover these inside, because that comprehension of the profit model, that up-levels well-being and confidence in others you lead to achieve the profit you're looking for, not the other way around.
Okay. Excellent.
So as we move forward, the third step in this new journey is shifting into a new profit lane as a leader.
Yes.
I'll be honest with you. I was sharing with Queen Ellie Nicole before the show that this was probably one of the hardest ones to break down and limit my information and value to you. So you should get excited, because there's a lot to learn if you choose to move this forward and limit it to the constraints that we have in this expert series. Because shifting into your new profit lane is comprised of two elements. You know what type of leader you want to be and willing to put yourself on the cutting edge ahead of the curve. There's no more significant time in history than now to break away from the norm. There's no better time.
Indeed.
And businesses that don't lean into the curve of improvement and innovation will be on the road to extinction. Developing tenacity and resilience qualities will allow you to be agile and poised to accelerate out ahead, adapt, and change lanes as needed. And this is going to be exciting times. And I don't mean you go about it with blind optimism, okay, with that. But what you're going to find through the other two steps I just talked about, that you'll have this internal compass and be instinctively and intuitively guiding yourself and guiding your organization. And then you can constantly carve out the path to reach these new destinations, becoming profitable and enable the people that you serve to take this with them and to also become profitable to all those that you touch. So if your thinking is ahead of the game, then your actions will be ahead of the game as well. And if you hold high expectations for yourself, your life can rise alongside your leadership and business or career. That's a big part of this holistic journey, isn't it? Yes, for sure.
Oh, yes.
And you have to arrive in your life where you want to be before your leadership or your business does. So being a profitable leader gives you a sense of freedom from knowing where you're going. You're not distracted by the bright, shiny things. There's a massive profit in just that alone, because you save energy. You save time. You save money, what I call the profit power leaks, because you're making intuitively smart decisions. And I want to lightly just bring into that mix is that part of this expression and this lifestyle shift in these new profit lanes means that you're going to need to be confident enough to get out in that lane alone and often carve it out by yourself alone. And that means sometimes that lane could get exceptionally narrow. That means it could have blind corners. It means you're going to have to build your confidence to take on these new journeys and to listen to intuition and do something different than you've done before and demonstrate for yourself and increase your discernment. You're going to need to practice increasing that discernment and making your mark, okay? Making your mark through carving out your own lane. And that's going to be going back to what we talked about yesterday, as well as and what I break down really in this new publication, to raise your voice through speaking clearly and boldly while inspiring through an evolved vibration. Now, that separate lane that I'm talking about here is for your leadership branding impact also. Your leadership branding impact. Okay, I know I'm excited because in future ones this week, we're going to be talking more about that together in our collective work.
That's right. Yeah, we sure are.
But that's because your branding is your core values exemplified through your leadership voice. And positioning your brand and carving out this new lane at a higher level will require getting rid of all that noise, all that internal chatter saying, who am I? Who am I to be this lane creator? And not drifting back and starting to go with the other sheep, you know, like I call in the 5 o'clock hour, just getting in that congestion lane. It's going to require you to really up level. An excellent way to do this that will actually impact your lifestyle and your business or career trajectory is to develop new entrepreneurial skills.
Indeed.
Why? Why? Because whether you're in corporate America or an independent business owner, the new profitable leadership model is evolving into leadershippreneur style. Yes.
Right.
Get excited, because this will help you further carve out your profits lane. And I see this as really exciting impact on all of my client partnerships currently. As they develop more entrepreneurial skills, their vision expands greater than they ever thought possible. And their vibration to attract the right people to enlist in their vision significantly increases. The new business model that's at hand right now will become more of a community-based partnership too. So with entrepreneurial skills, that's going to be a hub of it, in part of the hub, because these entrepreneurial skills set, no matter what seat you're in or what role you play, are fast becoming a requirement to not only be forefront in your lane, but to increase confidence for the essential risk-taking leadershippreneur requires. Yes. So
these are the
three elements of this, this new journey of profitable leadership. And this new era of profitable leadership will require you to further usher in the broader expansion that's happening and enthusiastically commit to carving out your own lane. But here's the thing.
Yes.
That doesn't mean, though, you have to go on it alone. It doesn't.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's right.
So I have some ways to do that if you'd like me to share on that
absolutely.
About partnering around this.
Absolutely. I was just going to invite you. Please share, of course, your publication, but also how others can take this experience and start this new journey, take it further with you.
Thank you. So the new website to start your journey on is profitableleaders.com. I'm excited because you'll find it's all laid out to help you get started on this journey and drill down these three key elements. I've lightly touched the surface today. There's much more under the layer there, okay? And they're based on my new publication, my new book, Journey into New Levels of Profitable Leadership, a guided planner for illuminating and claiming your profitable power zone. This is a unique publication in that it's going to help you set the stage for what this looks like for you as a leader, again, regardless of your role, and walk you through the three elements of expanded awareness, comprehension, and building new profit models, and shifting into new profit planes. And I do it from teaching you the inside-outside profit from each of those. So very unique way of drilling it down. And then I let you start your own journey by guiding you through a journal section that you will be able to go through very strategically, breaking these down in your life and in your leadership and your business. And it will walk you through and give you a chance to really practice these in your day-to-day and taking yourself through some up to like 5 months, because there's five different sections in the journal section you can go through. Now, from there, I also invite you to take advantage on the website a video series where you can lean into breaking this down through a complimentary series, a conversational style with myself and another queen, Gina Gardner, but breaking this journey down. And we talk through our own perspectives of working with leaders and coming from very similar philosophies and really passionate about the illumination of leaders. And that's available there as well. And there's an invitation. A high-end, I'm excited for this, a high-end VIP intensive invitation there where you can apply to have a 30-minute, no obligation, no cost consultation with me, and your application will allow me to take all of my wisdom and knowledge to feed back to you what your journey could look like should I partner with you and help you implement all of this that you're going to find available on that website and inside in my book. Allow me to customize it for you in a VIP intensive. And those are unique because though I have this program and the book and resources available, each one of these intensive, I take great care and I use my own intuition and I get inspired to design them for your best use for the now and next level. And you will be able to do hands-on work with me in your leadership and also customizing it to your leadership and your business as well. And we can make that be a half day, full day, or even a weekend. And there's different support models because often when we go through new up-level training, then implementing it can feel sometimes a little overwhelming. And I have a structure that will help you partner with me during the month to take all that you learn, all that you experience, all the wisdom that I know without a doubt that my clients say it's one of the best coaching sessions they ever had is this intensive, and take it and allow me to partner with you to implement it in real time to your real world experience and be there as you deconstruct and you break down and you illuminate the pathway for yourself.
Indeed. Wonderful. Super excited. And I will say to the listeners that you certainly want to take action on what she's providing. And invitation to implementation, because I can assure you, you will not be disappointed. And, you know, Queen Renee, I just want to say, just in reference to all that has been shared, you know, today, is that this is a greater expansion, of course, of being able to lead others into these new trajectories of profitability.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what's so important. And listening audience, without having the expanded awareness and being able to prepare yourself with the comprehension to start being a pioneer, a profitable pioneerpreneur, if you will, to carve out your own lane. Because when you're carving out your own lane, you're bringing forth a pioneer work. And Queen Renee knows that, you know, my high-level work is all about that as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you lead, and that's where you become more illuminate. And everything that she has shared today is about taking you from what is inside to having that be the profitable projection in the marketplace from the holistic profitability vantage point. And this is what's so important during this time, because in the leadership, new leadership trajectory and the landscape that is shifting and changing, you have to show up in the duality of not just a profitable leader that has it going on with riches and everything, but mm-hmm. you have got to demonstrate a holistic example of what life and leading in this way should look like. So definitely take advantage of what she has shared. Her book is phenomenal, and I can assure you the series that is on her site is going to take you to greater heights. So, Queen Renee, I know we're going to have to wrap up here. Just a few minutes left in this segment. I just want to thank you so much once again for bringing the wow to the wow seat and showing up in your wow zoniness again, because you are certainly the illuminate leader during this time that others need to pay close attention to, because the demonstration is there to be able to help set others up, you know, for their next level. So just want to say thank you again. And, of course, I am looking forward to the continuation of this series with you.
Thank you, Queen Allie Nicole. I appreciate this generous opportunity.
Oh, you are most welcome, and we shall be back, of course, in our next segment together soon. So I'm sending you away once again with many blessings and tremendous gratitude and appreciation for you. Thank you. All right. Wow. Again, listeners, I want to thank you for tuning in to this segment of the Wow Seat. Now, we must admit that this was certainly a catapulting segment for shifting into really new dimensions of yourself, as she talked about the inside-out profitability, and that's where the journey really begins. And so when you shift into these new dimensions, as leveling yourself up as this profitable leader, you have to embrace the journey to really achieve this higher success in all three areas that she talked about, being able to expand that awareness, anchor these new levels of comprehension, and ultimately carve out your own lane. So I want to invite you to follow us on Facebook, and also if you want to learn more about me, you can visit www.wowshedoesitall.com. But if you want to learn more about our other signature segments, then you can visit www.thewowseat.tumblr.com. Looking forward to having Queen Renee back. And as always, go out and make it a wow day and stay blessed.